What to see at Hampi, Vithala Temple. This temple complex, dedicated to Vithala, a form of the Hindu god Vishnu, is an architectural highlight of Hampi. This temple campus contains many halls and shrines. The halls are noted for its extraordinary pillars with animated carvings on it. A set of pillars known as musical pillars resonates when tapped. A huge stone chariot complete with wheels carved out of stone stands in front of the main temple. The environment of this temple is packed with numerous smaller but ornate temples and a wide chariot street of the temple. Virupaksha Temple. This temple, dedicated to the Hindu god of destruction, is located at river bank. Virupaksha Temple is believed to be one of the oldest active temple from 7th century AD in India. This is a place equally sought after by the tourists and the pilgrims. The temple complex consists of the god's sanctum, pillared halls and series of giant entrance towers. This is one of the fine places to witness the Hindu religious function in close proximity. Royal enclosure. The seat of the erstwhile kings. This is a fortified campus. Royal enclosure is a sprawling area with the ruins of many stately structures. For example, the Mahanavami platform, from where the king used to watch the annual parade of imperial majesty and military knight. The area is packed with numerous palace bases, underground temple, aquatic structure and the likes. Riverside ruins. This is the path that connects the ancient Hampi Bazaar to the Vithala temple. Numerous shrines, carved artifacts, ruins of ancient structures are scattered all around along this path. For example, 1008 and 1008 Shiva links carved in a matrix like patterns on a sheet of boulder at the river shore. Hemkuta Hill. Temples. This hill is basically an expanse of rocky sheets with interesting undulations. A large number of pre-Vijayanagara, the empire, temples of note are located in this hilltop. The highlights are the set of triple chamber temples with its pyramid-like granite roofs. This is an important mythological site in the local folklore that explains the density of such temples on this hill. Kadlekalu Ganesha. This is a giant statue of the elephant-headed Hindu god Ganesha. According to the Hindu mythology, Ganesha is the god who is responsible for removing obstructions. This 4.6 meters, 14 feet tall sculpture is carved in situ on the slopes of the Hemkuta Hill. The tall, slender granite pillars with many mythological themes carved decorated the front hall of this shrine. Kadlekalu means gram seed in local language. The shape of this statue was the reason for this witty name for a god's statue. Sosvekalu Ganesha. This again is a giant structure of Ganesha located inside an open pavilion. The potheli of the god is in the shape of mustard seed and hence the name. Sosvekalu means mustard seed in the local language. This 400 god is a fine example of the Vijayanagara's artistic skill. Krishna Temple. The temple is dedicated to Lord Krishna, one of the 10 incarnations of Lord Vishnu. In Hindu mythology, Krishna is known for his romantic encounters and political shrewdness. This temple was actually dedicated to the Lord in his infant crawling form. The complex consists of the main shrines of goddesses, the chariot, market street and the temple tank. The main hall sports a series of pillars carved with mythical rampant creatures. Lakshmi Narasimha Temple. This giant monolithic statue of the man lion god is the largest icon in Hampi. Narasimha, which is one of the 10 avatars, incarnation of Lord Vishnu, is depicted in cross-legged seated position. It's believed that the original image contained his consort Lakshmi sitting on his lap. This image was destroyed during the enemy invasion. Currently, only a hand of the goddess resting on his waist can be seen. Queen's Bath. This structure belongs to the royal area of the capital, probably used by the courtly ladies or the king himself. This looks like an indoor aquatic complex. A large veranda with protruding balconies all around faces the central pool. This is one of the typical example of the Indo-Islamic hybrid architecture. Lotus Mahal. This ornate structure was probably used by the military chief as his office, or the queens of the palace as a pleasure pavilion. The pavilion sports Islamic architecture style arches and roofs and base typically of Hindu temples. Hazara Rama Temple. This was a private temple of the king. The temple is special with its exceptionally carved outer walls, an unusual feature in other Vijayanagara temples. The story of Ramayana, the Hindu epic, is impressively carved on all around the shrine walls like a comic strip on stone. This inner shrine contains four polished pillars with detailed carvings of godly themes.